Thank you, Bob, and good morning. Boston area companies are making progress in the war on cancer. Agios Pharmaceuticals has reported its first clinical results from a cancer metabolism drug, which fights leukemia by stopping cancer cells from being born. It's a very early trial, but 6 out of 7 patients responded well to the drug. That's good news for Agios, which became publicly traded last July. Meanwhile, fellow Cambridge firm Cerulean Pharma has been moving toward its IPO this week. The company is using nanoparticle technology to deliver anti-tumor drugs to kidney, ovarian, and rectal cancer patients. Two very different approaches, but one common goal. In other innovation news, a survey by Med Data Group suggests that at least 2/3 of U.S. doctors use mobile health apps at work. But about 2/3 also think a fully connected healthcare system is at least 5 years away. Our startup of the week is WellFrame, which has raised $1.5 million in seed funding from investors including Jonathan Bush and Tim Draper. The Boston company makes an app to help cardiology patients connect with doctors and family members. And lastly, there's a battle shaping up between wearables and smartphones. Runkeeper CEO Jason Jacobs sees activity trackers as finishing behind phones in the race to be the dominant platform for personal health. But of course, things could change as wearable devices become more sophisticated, especially if they don't buzz every time you get a text. From the Xconomy newsroom in Kendall Square, this is Greg Wong for WGBH Boston Public Radio.